Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Friday, July 31st, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today we're going to talk about what happened last night in the series opener between the Twins and the Cleveland Indians. To put it very bluntly, the Twins got Biebered. Shane Bieber for the Indians was unhittable. That is by far, I think, in my short 20 years of life, the best pitching performance I've ever seen. That was absolutely unbelievable. And the main takeaway I'll say from Bieber's performance, I think, was that, yes, his stuff is great. His curveball is nasty. Phenomenal fastball command, but it's his sequencing. And I've never seen such good sequencing. He was working off that curveball, working out the fastball, had a little knuckle curve working last night too. And because he was so sharp with his curveball, the nasty curveball, and Donaldson talked about it last night. Aaron Gleeman had a quote about it. His fastball looked like it was like 102 miles an hour, but it was only like 93, 94. The Twins were getting blown away. This is a Twins team that hit fastballs better than anyone last year. Mitch Garver crushed fastballs last year. He's getting beat over and over by Bieber's fastball, painting the outside corner against Mitch Garver. He shut down the Twins righties. Josh Donaldson, Miguel Sano, Mitch Garver, 0 for 10 with 8 strikeouts last night. Shane Bieber, so far this season, 14 innings, 27 strikeouts, tying Carl Spooner for the most strikeouts through two games of a season. So how can you assess the Twins after this? We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then also the news of the day is that the St. Louis Cardinals have had two players test positive for COVID-19. And for the first time this regular season, outside of Miguel Sano, Williams Acedillo, Nick Gordon testing positive, Edouard Colina as well for COVID-19, the Twins have been directly impacted by this as the season started only a week ago. And we need to talk about that as well. And the game tonight looks like it's still on. But I was thinking today, it's really, really hard to expect players to go out and focus on baseball and focus on their jobs when they had infected individuals in their clubhouses and they played against them for 2 days touching the same balls. And I will say, it seems like baseball is a socially distanced sport. It's outside. Some players are wearing masks. The coaches are wearing masks. They're switching out baseballs. You're kind of separated. There's only a couple points in a game where guys are really close from opposite teams. So cross-team contamination hasn't really been a thing in the first week, but it's only been 1 week, and the Phillies have tested negative since that massive Marlins outbreak. They had another positive today. 18 positive tests for the Miami Marlins. 18 players, more than half the roster, 60%, I think is the number there, Marlins players, which is just nuts. That's a complete team outbreak. And now you worry about the Twins because they played the Cardinals on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Cardinals now have two positive tests. Should the Twins be playing tonight? It looks like they're going to play. Major League Baseball came out with an announcement that the Brewers-Cardinals game has been postponed to tomorrow. Or I think they're going to play tomorrow night and then have a doubleheader Sunday. So Major League Baseball didn't mention the Twins at all. You know, with only two positive tests, I'm not a medical expert, so I really can't speak on the matter. But it doesn't feel like this is a Marlins situation as much right now. But in the next couple of days, we might find out more. But for right now, the Twins are going to play tonight. It's going to be Randy Dobnak against Mike Clevinger. Whether they should be playing is a whole nother topic. Whether they can be focused on playing baseball in this time is another thing as well. But it all is just looks to be. I woke up this morning and had just a pit in my stomach of it looks to be crumbling down, unfortunately, in the first week. And you wonder how baseball is going to be able to get around these positive tests and continue to push through. But it looks like they downplayed this one. You shouldn't be surprised. MLB downplaying the positive tests out of St. Louis. But the Cardinals got on a flight Wednesday night after they lost to the Twins 3-0 and flew back. So that's all recycled air in the airplane. We'll wait to see if more Cardinals test positive. We'll wait to see if the Twins test positive. But for right now, again, sounds like they're going to play tonight in Cleveland, hoping to bounce back from last night. Again, they got Shane Biebered. And I thought the Twins looked, it's hard because you don't know if this is a Twins thing or if this is a Bieber thing. I think it's a Bieber thing. He is so sharp, and he is just dialed in right now. He's rocking back and forth on the mound. It seems like all his stuff is working. Last night, the Twins had one real threat. It's when Byron Buxton singled, Max Kepler singled, Josh Donaldson came up with first and second. I will say about Donaldson, Donaldson has started 3-4-21 with 7 strikeouts. He's hitting 143 with a 555 OPS. But in a 162-game season, you would never jump and say after 6 games, oh my God, what's he doing? You know, he's struggling. Is this a bad contract? I mean, you're already seeing crap like that. But because it's a 60-game season and they've already played six, it still is only six out of 60, which is, you know, nothing. But there's already jumping to, is Donaldson washed? It's ridiculous. I'm not even going to pay attention to that, because that's ridiculous. And it's Josh Donaldson, MVP, who's been so good in his career in the last 7-8 years, has been so valuable. And I expect him fully to bounce back. And I think last night that at-bat with Bieber was the best at-bat that the Twins had all night. Donaldson went down 0-2. He battled back, got into a full count. Bieber beat him with a curveball that he fouled away. He got lucky, got some wood on it. But that's Donaldson. I mean, he got wood on it. He knew it was a ball, and he just kind of adjusted and fouled it away. And then Bieber hit him with another curveball, and Donaldson swung at it in the dirt. And Josh was pissed. It looked like he was going to break his bat. But I said last night on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9 for a lot of live game tweeting, and then the show at Locked On Twins for more posting of the episodes and other periphery stuff with the team and what's going on. But I said last night it looked like this would be something that could dial Donaldson back in. Just that fire and that intensity. That at-bat was high energy. The Indians are up 2-0. Francisco Lindor, 2-run homer. Josh Donaldson comes up in a huge spot and has a phenomenal at-bat in a heavyweight battle with Bieber and ends up striking out. That might be the best thing for him, honestly, that he struck out in that AB, because I think he's locked back in, and you saw him yelling in the dugout about strike and ball calls. That's what you want from him. That's who he is when he's at his best, is a fiery, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder type of player who will prove people wrong. So I think that a slow start might not be the worst thing for Donaldson looking forward into the rest of this season. I thought that at-bat was phenomenal, and Bieber just kind of beat him there with a curveball down, and beat a lot of guys with a curveball down. I think he had 21 swinging strikes last night. The good news for the Twins is Shane Bieber's not on the hill tonight. The bad news is it's Mike Clevinger. We're going to preview Clevinger after this. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.
RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked on there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
One more note about last night. I thought Jose Berríos was good. I mean, he made one mistake to Frankie Lindor. He wasn't putting guys away, but the top five in the Indians lineup is pretty tough. Cesar Hernandez, he's an on-base guy. He's not great, switch hitter. But not an easy out by any means. And then you have Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor, both MVP candidates in any given year. And then you have Carlos Santana and Franmil Reyes. And Reyes can't really hit righties. I think his OBP is under 300 in his career against right-handed pitching. But that's a tough top five with a lot of pop and MVP candidates in Lindor and Ramirez who really can hit. And especially Frank, he's a top 10 player in baseball. And arguably top five, in my opinion, because of his range at short and just the superstar mantra that he brings to Cleveland. But Berríos made a mistake, 0-2 pitch up to Lindor. I thought Berríos though last night was good. I mean, I thought he looked sharp. He came out really hot. Backdoor curveballs to lefties, nasty. You know, he came in with a plan and I think he executed well. He did have some trouble putting guys away. He had 96 pitches after five innings, but I think he looked good. And Zach Littell came in, pitched well, I thought, decently well. A little bit of control issues. Lewis Thorpe, I thought, looked fine, too. The Twins just couldn't get anything going offensively. It was just one of those nights. And you see this happen. And again, I'm going to continue to extrapolate over 162 because I know everything is masked and looked at differently, as it should be in a 60-game season. But in 162, the Twins would be playing the Yankees and the Astros and the Dodgers. They would have run into Gerrit Cole. They would have run into Justin Verlander if he was healthy now. So I just think that you run into aces, and some nights they just are going to beat you. And Shane Bieber, I think the bigger thing is that Shane Bieber looks to be an ace for the future, not for the Indians, which is more scary as a Twins fan than just their struggles at the plate last night. I think the fact that he could get to like Gerrit Cole level, it looks like he can be. He doesn't have overpowering stuff by any means. Again, his fastball 93-94, but his command and his sequencing is just excellent. And Cleveland continues to churn out starting pitching. I have confidence in the Twins front office. I have confidence in the Twins farm system to produce pitching, to produce starting pitching. I really, really do. I think they're going to be better. I think Wes Johnson is a mastermind. What he's done with that bullpen is just nothing short of phenomenal. I think Derek Falvey was brought in for that reason. He did it in Cleveland, and I think he's going to do it again in Minnesota. He just needs a little bit more time. He's only had a few years and only a couple drafts to take guys who he likes. So I have complete faith and confidence that starting pitching is going to be developed. I don't know if they're ever going to be like a top five rotation, but I think they're going to consistently be in the top half of the league, and we know their farm system's loaded with bats and power bats and on-base threats and just – I mean, they're going to hit for the next 5 to 10 years. There's no question in my mind the Twins are going to hit. The question has been starting pitching. It was all offseason, and it remains this year. But I have confidence that they're going to develop, and they're going to continue to feed arms from the system up to the big league club. So I don't worry about that as much. I don't worry about Jose Berríos. I think he's fine. I think he looked good last night. It was just unfortunate. He made one mistake, and the Twins couldn't get anything going. They went 3-for-30 at the plate. 14 strikeouts. James Karinchak closed the game for the Indians, and he was really, really good too. So, you know, I look at last night, and it's just, it happens. You run into an ace, the Twins struggled, and overall, the Twins' main bats, Mitch Garver, Miguel Sano, Josh Donaldson, have really struggled. Nelson Cruz, of course, their main bat has been good, but I mean, since that Chicago series, he had an RBI double on Tuesday night against the Cards. Wednesday night against the Cards, but other than that, has been pretty cold too, and they're still 4-2, and that kind of shows their depth and shows what this team is able to do at the plate, even when their top guys aren't producing. I don't worry about anyone, to be honest with you, because I completely believe in Mitch Garver. I don't think last year was a fluke at all. I think he's getting beat, and I think the way that he approaches his at-bats with his discipline and forcing pitchers to come in with fastballs, he's not going to stop doing that. And that's a formula for success that we've seen. The Twins' discipline at the plate, I think Mitch Garver and Josh Donaldson, again, are mirrors of each other. And I think that formula is really hard to not find success with, and it's really hard to do. And they've done it, where they force pitchers to come in. I know they're struggling right now, but I don't worry about them. Honestly, I think they're going to be just fine. Miguel Sano is just behind everything. I mean, he's getting beat with 94 right down the middle. Pitchers know they can beat him right now with 94 right down the middle. This is nothing we haven't seen before from Miguel Sano. We know that what he's capable of when he's hot, but we also know what he's capable of when he's cold, and right now he's ice cold. I talked about it a few weeks ago that maybe Miguel Sano would come out in a huge slump. He has. There's no question about it. But tonight, the Twins have another big-time threat on the hill in Mike Clevinger, who was just outstanding last year in 126 innings for the Indians. 2.71 ERA, 12 strikeouts per nine, over 12 strikeouts per nine, 169 strikeouts in 126 innings. Not a lot of walks, only 37, 2.6 per nine. I don't think he's as dominant as Bieber. I think he's a clear number two, but I think he would be the best pitcher on the Twins without a doubt. The Indians' rotation is outstanding, but when you look at their lineup past number five, it's really not scary. Domingo Santana's, he's been fine, but he's not scary. Bradley Zimmer, a prospect who finally came up, is unproven and really hasn't done much. Sandy Leone's now their catcher because Roberto Perez is out, and he has a career OPS plus of like 50 in the last 5 or 6 years. I think it's close to 50. So I don't worry about the bottom of their lineup. Oscar Mercado's hitting ninth. OPS plus was below 100 last year, so below league average. After Lindor, Ramirez, and Santana, and Reyes against lefties, I would say Reyes really only against lefties I'm worried about. They don't have much in their lineup, but their starting rotation looks just lights out. They're making history right now in their rotation. The Twins just need to weather the storm. maybe split this weekend, and then they get into series next week against the Pirates and the Royals, and then they'll start winning more games, and I think you'll see the offense explode. But they need to weather this Cleveland starting pitching storm right now this weekend, and it's going to be Randy Domnak for the Twins tonight. I don't think it takes much analysis for Domnak. I believe in him. I think you're just going to see what you see from him, that one seamer. I think he's going to throw down in the zone. I think he's going to get a lot of ground balls, throw a lot of strikes. I think he's going to be fine. He always is, in my mind, from what I've seen from Randy Domnak, is that he's a really good pitcher and a really solid pitcher at that. He's earned more opportunities, as Rocco said, but Clevinger's really tough and is a guy that's hard to pick up on his rhythm and pick up on his sequencing as well. Again, the Indians just churn out arms, and Clevinger's another one of those guys, another example. But to be the best, you got to beat the best, and Clevinger is one of the best pitchers in the division. The Twins struggled against them last year. They beat the Indians 2-0 in a similar game to last night. Not an ace on the hill for them in that game, a bullpen game, if you remember, in that doubleheader. Jorge Polanco hit a two-run homer. That was it, the Twins shortstop. And then last night, the Indians shortstop hit a two-run homer. They won 2-0. I feel like that's how you beat the Indians, is you got to get up early, and you have to outpitch them, honestly, because it's really hard to beat their rotation. But this is full-on heavyweight strength against full-on heavyweight strength. The Twins with arguably the best lineup in baseball, the Indians with arguably the best rotation in baseball, going head-to-head, and I think you're going to see a lot of give and take, a lot of punches thrown, counter punches thrown. This is a fun series. I think it's going to be a fun 10-game series this year. I just hope we continue to be able to watch baseball, because right now, it feels like it's in jeopardy a bit, and now the Twins are directly impacted by that. So it's hard to really focus on baseball right now, and I can't even imagine what it's like for the players as well when they know that guys who were infected were in their clubhouse and they played against them for 2 days. Now they got to go out and play in the Indians tonight as scheduled for right now. So, you know, you feel for them, and you feel for everyone involved. We're taking it day by day, and hopefully we get better news and less positive tests moving forward, but I can't say I'm confident that's going to happen. Twins, Randy Domnak, Mike Clevinger tonight. They got Shane Bieber last night. The guy's on fire. I mean, you just got to tip your cap to him and move on to the next day. But unfortunately for the Twins, again, it doesn't get much easier tonight against Clevinger. But it's a new day. Anything happens in baseball, and this Twins lineup is untenable for most starting pitchers on most nights. I'm confident in them moving forward. I'm confident in them tonight, and I think they're going to bounce back as they do tonight against the Indians at home, or at least I hope they do this series. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Go Twins. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the series this weekend. I'll check back in with you on Monday. Hopefully the Twins win 3 in a row and take the series, and take first place again in the Central. Thanks again. Have a great day. Go Twins.